Someone asks, Rhoda, Rhoda.
Rhoda, are you here? Cool.
What's with the anti-Semitism? Now, this is a good question.
You. I had a big deal to do with the First World War. I did not tell you which side I had a big deal to do with the First World War. What is with the anti-Semitism? In which book am I rampantly anti-Semite?
Well, you told a reporter in 1983.
Oh, boy. This is real.
There's a trait in the Jewish character that does provoke animosity. I mean, there is always a reason why anti-anything crops up anywhere. Even a stinker like Hitler didn't just pick on them for no reason. Now, let me ask you this. Which do you think sounds worse, saying the Jews were asking for it or referring to Hitler as a stinker?
Like a Bugs Bunny quote, like, ain't he a stinker?
Yeah, indeed.
I said that, huh?
You did.
And all these kids idolized my work?
Yes, they did, yes.
Disney
quite does a few
that
here,
Disney
actually, and listening at home.
Everybody likes a good Disney movie. He was clearly anti-Semitic, no?
That's true. I think he kept it on the down low, though. I don't
Not
know
me,
if he...
though. Get me in front of a reporter. I'll tell you how I feel about those stinky Jews. Too bad for me.
Too bad for you.
Did I say it in another interview? Or maybe I was real drunk and...
Oh, I think the one was all you needed. I think...
God damn it.
I don't think you ever said to another reporter, hey, I don't know if you heard what I said to that other chap, but the Jews, boo.
Would be pretty ironic if there was a kid or a gentleman that was 32 years of age in 2014 whose favorite book might have been the BFG.
It would be sad, wouldn't it?
It would be very sad at this moment.
Never meet your heroes, that's what they say.
That's what they say. That's a shame.
It's a shame.
Well, what to do with the book now? Do I keep it? Because if anybody listens to this podcast and they come over, they will have to question my beliefs on the Jews. My friend's beliefs on the Jews.
Certainly your friend's beliefs.
Too bad for me.
Too bad for you? Well, I tell you what, now's the time you can set the record straight. How do you feel about Jews now?
Love them.
There we go.
Love them.
There we go.
That was a weird interview. By the way, I was just trying to rush through it. I thought he said, what do you think about the juice? And I was like, oh, the juice is annoying. Even a stink like Hitler would hate the juice. That's what I thought we were talking about. So that was taken out of context.
To what juice were you referring?
Orange. Orange juice.
The most hated juice?
Orange juice.
What's with this anti-citrusism?
I have acid reflux. Even a stinker like Hitler has acid reflux. Gotta get some Nexium. Nexium will free the juice.
Few more Jew questions.
For real?
That's a couple.
Give me one more. Was I very anti-Semitic? How did I not know that?
Yeah, I think you were just anti-Semitic enough.
God, this is a blow. This is a blow. Especially for a gentleman who's like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to wear tweed pants, even though it's very hot, because yes, I love this author so much. All right, here we go. Keep pushing through. Happy I didn't shave my head, motherfuckers.
Well, now...
Hey, oh, it took off my head.
It's a very realistic wig. Let's get...
I still have to...
Let's get back. Let's right this ship. Let's get back to...
Yes, I have brought lots of joy into people's lives,
yes,
even though it's hard to think of now.
There are many...
The imaginations have blossomed.
Yes.
Maybe a Jewish person's imaginations have blossomed, made him more creative in his life.
Well, let's not... Okay. There are many flawed people,
yes,
who have created works of art that we all love, and you're one of them.
Mm.
So people are people. So why should it be?
People are people. So
I believe,
why should it be?
I believe I'm quoting Depeche Mode.
Can you finish this?
When I say that you and I should get along so awfully.
You and I should get along so
awfully.
Awfully.
Yes. Let's get back to Kevin Porter's question.
Another one?
Yeah, well, it's the same
At
one.
Kevin T. Porter?
We didn't answer. What would you like your legacy to be?
Well, this answer has changed. saving that anti-Semitic bit for the end there, did we, sir?
Well, it's...
You know what? I'm going to still be positive. Because I am Roald Dahl, and maybe I made a mistake, even though I clearly did not. I would like my legacy before I heard that interview that I did about Jews to be a man who invented words and worlds, who invented characters that transcend race or religion, wanted to say, Jews welcome on my gravestone. And I wish that I had brought imagination. That's what I want. If I can make a human being think and believe in things, that would be a beautiful gift. And if Tim Burton could make a bunch of my movies, that would be great.